whatever. Like you want to date her, but there's an owl between the two of you. You want to get it on, and all of a sudden
the owl's right there on in the bed with you.
Hoo hoo hoo. Do you want to deal with that?
Probably not.
so creepy.
All right, both the Cubs and Sox lost last night. Do you care about games in June? Are they as vital as we as fans and gamblers make them be?
He said Cubs and Sox, owl.
Lance Lynn has his thoughts
what
in
do
2 minutes.
Who?
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So, a tough day in Chicago baseball. Yesterday, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the White Sox and Lance Lynn, while the Cubs were beaten by the New York Mets in New York. Their only two runs coming on home runs from our guy, Anthony Rizzo, who joins us at 9:35, and Patrick Wisdom. But it is only June. We keep hearing players all the time say, guys, we've got 162 of these. You guys, it's not a must win in June. It's not a must win in May when we have a losing streak going. It's just not. Lance Lynn was asked that question. Hey, man, is this must win stuff? Do you guys have to really show up well because it's the Rays?
You mentioned this being a kind of a mid-June challenge. As part of the mindset of not make this, bigger than it is, you guys kind of know what team you are, regardless of, how these three games go necessarily.
Yeah, it's June. No one gives a
It's June. No one gives a blank. What do you think?
I do. And I think that fans that are invested financially and emotionally in the team, they're invested. See, there's 162 chapters of this book.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be wins and losses all the time. But just understand that there is an emotional feel when you are a fan. The players, they see it differently, Cap, because, hey, they have to live it. They have to be with each other from February till October if they're blessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're with each other more so than their own family. I get that. However, when you are a fan and you are firmly invested in the team, hey, you don't want your team to lose. And you don't want to free fall. So it is a loss. It's not a big deal. You just don't want a loss to be a trend. That's all. I mean, that's how you look at it as a baseball fan.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You don't want a loss to become a trend, a streak, whatever it is. But I also understand where he's coming from. Like, John or Mary Q. Public run home. They're like, I had a tough day at a job I don't like. I don't make enough money. I got to get the kids fed. I got to do this. All right, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch my baseball team. Oh,
yeah.
We're awful tonight. They're bummed.
And JR shows up anyway. Go ahead.
Coffee? And
they're talking about me, and I was busy, and so what?
That's right. They think they're big, but Stern was way bigger.
I just know that I was running the board for Stern, and he would never mention me on the show, but he knew me because...
You guys know I have the board right here, right?
Code is Studley. Code is Studley. We're fine.
Because I was in Chicago. So, coffee.
I'm going to do my radio show.
Okay.
I work at ESPN.
Yeah.
I wish I was here for all that. That's amazing. Amazing audio there. But you were saying about Lance Lynn.
Anyway, Lance Lynn is like every other baseball player I've ever interacted with. And I want to ask Rizzo about that exact quote. I want to play that for him because... When the game is over, Rizzo struck out last night to end the game. They lose 5-2.
Yeah.
That at bat is flushed out of his mind by the time he hits the dugout steps.
And fans, too.
I don't know.
And fans, too. Like, you're watching the game, you're invested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a long summer, but and I'm learning this, by the way, working mornings and being able to be locked in on every game every night.
Right.
Oh, God.
So, there are times your eyes get heavy and you're like, I need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Every night you're just locked in, right?
Right.
And so, but by the time we're done with it at 10, I'm done with it. Because you and I have dissected it. We talked about it. You and I talked about it off the air, whatever games it is. And then we're done with it. It's not like college football in the South where it lingers the entire week. You lose that Saturday, and then you're bummed the entire week till the next Saturday. For us baseball fans, I think that after the game is over, it's like, yeah, we lost. We're walking out of the ballpark, you know, like the Penguins going down the ramp, and we're done with it, right?
But Connor McKnight wasn't doing an 8-hour postgame show last night, was he?
No, he was not, like a college football team would. But you know what? I'm good with it the next day.
Okay, but there's a big difference. When you are a fan of Georgia,
yep,
and Georgia loses stunningly to South Carolina.
Okay, don't bring that game up now.
That now affects your chance to win a national title. Yeah. So every game matters.
I've been there. That was a couple years ago.
If Lance Lynn and his team are playing deep in October and he beats the Rays to go to the World Series, nobody gives a blank about what happened on June 14th.
I get it.
So it's different. Your college football team, it's like that's what waters college basketball down. Mm-hmm. Oh, big deal. Duke lost to whoever. They got upset by Maryland Eastern Shore in December. But so what? They'll be in the tournament and they'll still have a chance to win a national title. But for baseball, okay, you might be pissed as a Sox fan last night or mad as a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
You get up, you go do your job, and you wake up and you play another game tonight.
That's right. And it's by the way, 20 weeks till college basketball.
Wow, we better get to work. Start prepping.
Here we go.
Start prepping.
20 weeks before you're on the road again.
There you go.
Doing college basketball.
Back on the planes.
I'm out of here.
That's it.
Yeah, it's June. No one gives a
There you go. Lance Lynn.
It's easy for him to say that because the team lost. He wasn't so bad. They get off to a rough start. But I completely understand his standpoint. He's got to live it every day. And as fans, that moment, especially if you've bought tickets, you want to see your team win, but you fall short. Well, you fall short. It's not, and you know when it hurts more? When you're horrible. The losses hurt when you're really bad, when you know you can't win. That's when it's bad. And you and I have lived that too. Like, man, they lost, and now there's no way for them to dig out of it because they're so bad.
Correct.
You hate that. You hate that as a fan. But you understand their standpoint. 162, long season.
No question about it. Now, again, if you get swept by the Rays, everyone will be like, see, but you can't beat the good teams. That will be the narrative that they'll have to answer.
You know what I would say? If they're going to lose this series, Cap, I'll say, okay, so you won the series against Toronto. The Orioles are horrible. And you fell short against Tampa. Okay, next series. Because to me, again, it's just part of the yearbook. You're just flipping the pages to see exactly when this team can lock in.
Correct.
On a regular basis.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
But that's the beauty of baseball. Oh, yeah, he lost last night. We get back at it today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, the Cubs are going to look like face Jacob DeGrom. Do you realize what his ERA is?
Yeah.
What, 0.56?
Yeah.
That's just stupid. That's literally unhittable.
How's that run support?
I mean, that's always has been his issue.
Yeah,
can he win 9 games and be the Cy Young winner?
I mean, just as locked in as anybody. There's no doubt about that. And so we'll see what happens tonight with the Cubs too. Cubs again. That's a 6 o'clock start, losing 5-2, and again momentum from the Cardinals series, winning against the Padres. Now again, step in class, and then you take on the Mets. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to watching that challenge. I'm going to ask Rizzo that. What kind of challenge is that? Like, if you're ever going to take a day off, do you say, hey, Skip, give me the day off on Wednesday. That guy's just a beast. Or
no.
The ultimate competitor says, I want to face that guy.
No way. No, you want to play him. Absolutely, you want to play him.
Like, that guy's virtually unhittable.
But you love the challenge, though. What if you're the one that can get it done? What if you go 4-for-4? That could happen.
Or what if you just get the one big hit?
Sure. That's why you want the challenge. You're not ducking anybody. They're not you. You're taking on the challenge.
Yeah, don't disagree.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Pat is in South Elgin. He's next. Hey, Pat, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Well, first of all, I love when Jay Hood makes fun of the Marquee Network, and that is because I'm a Hulu guy, and I know a lot of my friends are Hulu and YouTube TV guys. And, I mean, to my knowledge, only AT&T and Xfinity can watch Cubs games. So, for me, it sucks not being able to see them play, especially in a season like this, unless it's, Sunday Night Baseball or something like that. Have you guys heard anything about when maybe Marquee will get back on? Hulu.
Streaming options, right?
Right.
Other streaming options. Have you heard that?
I have not. I know there are a lot of people that are ticked off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the Twitch chat. Just take a look over there. Everyone's pissed.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. All right.
Appreciate the call.
And the thing that sucks about that is that it was on Hulu last year, and then they took it away.
Why would they do that?
That's a great question. I think that was
was a Hulu call.
Yeah, I don't know who made that call on that, but they got it on there last year. So I watched those on Hulu last year.
What don't you like about the Marquee Network?
Won't be saying that in 2 years.
This is year two.
Well, you know, going back to just the beginning of all this, Cap was there at the Cubs convention, and there's Ricketts there like he's the owner of Apple, and he's doing this tutorial about what the Marquee Network is. He's got the pointer going, and he's got the big screen, and the average Cub fan was just like, no, man, boo!
Right.
You know, like about the Marquee Network. You won't be saying that in 2 years.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
I literally was walking
your
through, and I heard all these boos, and I'm like, what the? This is the Cubs convention. It's the cuddliest, friendliest group ever. What the? Wow. And that's where it's at.
The Cub fan. Tell me. The Cub fan changed when Theo came to town. Yes or no?
Yes.
The Cub fan changed.
It was no longer about... You know when the Cub fan changed?
After Harry died?
A little later than that.
Dusty?
After Bartman.
Well, after Bartman.
That's when I think the Cub fan changed. Because prior to Harry's arrival, late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. I was a vendor out there. My brother and I, they would chain off the upper deck. You couldn't go up there.
Mm-hmm.
They were not always 41,000 screaming lunatics.
No, it was not.
Then Harry came and made it cool to be a Cubs fan.
Neighborhood got better after that.
And the neighborhood got better.
Yeah.
The Tribune reinvested some money around the property. The rooftops businesses started, and everything got better. And then in the 90s, Sammy's hitting home runs. People are having a good time. Girls are wearing low-cut tops. The beer's cold. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But when Bartman, when you had it ripped away, when you thought, here we go, we're going to the World Series, mm-hmm. and it didn't happen, now they're ticked, and they want to win. And then they get swept in 07. They get swept in 08. They're awful. Then the team gets sold. When Theo arrived, everyone went, all right, this guy means business. Here we go. And they finally won. And everyone thought, if I had walked up to any Cub fan, okay, they're going to win this year, and then you're not going to win for another decade minimum. Would you sign up for that? In a heartbeat.
Sure.
You wanted one. Now, like everybody, they want more.
Yeah, you could tell the difference, right? The edge of the seat, the 2-2 pitch in the fifth, like, all right, what are we going to do here? Well, really engaged, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, fully engaged. Like, we're going to win today, right? Or we're not going to win today? We riot.
Right.
It's a whole different atmosphere now. And then Ricketts comes here with his money. And there he is trying to put the pointer out there to let people know what the Marquee Network is. And now not enough people can see the product. Those people at the Cubs convention want their Channel 9 Cubs. That's what they wanted.
Right. Even though in every other market, Major League Baseball, there's no such thing like that. It's just not how the game is done today in any sport.
Well, they just wanted the opportunity for them to see it, especially in Iowa.
On free TV.
Yeah.
I agree. The mayor of Arlington Heights, some very interesting comments about the Bears' potential move out there. We'll tell you what he said next.
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Having fun with my guy, Jay Hood. Tune us in every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Danny is on vacation this week. Enjoy your time, my man. When is Danny back, JR? Next Monday?
I have no idea.
All right. Thanks for the info. Appreciate you.
Well, you know why he doesn't know. Comfortable in the chair.
Exactly.
He's having a fun time of producing the show. That's why.
I was surprised he didn't go, Danny who?
Yeah, captain's chair. So he's totally fine. Because I have my experience, you know.
I mean,
you guys are small potatoes compared to Stern. So that's the difference. Also, Wendy and Buzz, much better show. But that was because of my guidance. Coffee? It's done!
So the mayor of Arlington Heights, Tom Hayes. Wow.
Tom Hayes! A good Hayes. Man. Oh, not Drew Hayes.
Not Drew.
All right.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Jonathan Drew Hayes.
My name.
Said a new stadium for the Bears could be built on the current site of the Arlington Park Racetrack, one of my favorite spots in the world, located about 30 miles from Soldier Field. Arlington Park is for sale and is expected to be demolished, and redeveloped by its next owner.
Yeah.
Quote, it's still on the table to my understanding, but it's a complete, definite maybe, Hayes said of the Bears moving via the Daily Herald. I am not in a position where I could say it's a definite go or a definite no-go.
O'Donnell, first on the news on that one from the Daily Herald.
Yep, Jim O'Donnell, nice job, buddy.
Okay, so my opinion has not changed on this, my friend. I'm for it, especially if you can get a casino in there. I'm surprised Rosemont isn't in the mix.
Where's my guy Brad Stevens?
Why is
Remember that controversy that we caused when he called me one night at home? Cap, this is Brad Stevens. I'm like,
oh, God.
Whoa, what's going on in Butler basketball? Wrong Brad Stevens. would you please tell Mr. Ricketts I have a amount of land? I will give it to him. I can't ethically call him, but you know him. Call him and tell him he can have all the land he wants free.
I think what he said was, I need you to be a go-between.
Exactly.
Talk to the guy for me. Like, I think that's what it was, right?
So
how you doing?
I gave the info and I reported it. Remember, it was all over the place. Oh, my God, the Cubs might move to Rosemont?
How you doing?
How you doing? I got what you need.
How you doing? Welcome to Rosemont Cubs. How you doing?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they're not in it, but Arlington Heights. Now, Cap, as someone that is a longtime Bears fan just like I am, you know that change is inevitable when it comes to the team. When it comes to the coach, the ownership still stays the same. Soldier Field has been part of our lives for a long time. But the thing is that it's 2021, man. It's time for new amenities. It's time for something new, isn't it?
I agree 100%. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has acknowledged the Bears have valid concerns about Soldier Field. But the Bears' lease with the city to play there runs through 2033. And Lightfoot said she's confident the Bears won't move. And she says the NFL wouldn't let them if they tried. Why would the NFL not let them?
That's what she says, right?
Right.
She has no idea.
No idea.
Respectfully, Mayor, you don't know how powerful the National Football League is.
They go where they want.
If the NFL sees that there's more dollars that's in place and the opportunity to have a Super Bowl there, if you put a roof on it, that's more an attractive spot than Soldier Field.
Agreed.
You put a roof on the Bears Stadium for multiple events, your Final Four, your WrestleMania, all your big events, because that helps. Now, if the Chicago had that, that'd be more money in the coffers for Chicago. She has no idea how powerful the NFL is. If the NFL says, I need you to move, the Bears would move.
In a second.
You kidding me? There's NFL games in Vegas. In our lifetime, I can't speak for you. In my lifetime, I never thought we'd see the NFL
in
Vegas.
I'm with you. Never.
Or hockey.
Never.
There'll be basketball there one day, too.
So if I had said to you, Jonathan, we're going to have, you can go down the street right here, literally a block away, and buy all the marijuana you want, legally. Not from Nook Nookin Jr., as you like to call them, out on the corner.
You leave them alone.
Yeah.
They're still in jail while you're going to the dispensary. That looks good. Is this legal?
Yes.
They're not going to lock me up, are you? Not with Nook Nookin Jr. Take that. I feel bad for them, but I'm going to get high.
So if I told you could do that.
What's that?
Good value.
Yes. If I told you could buy all the weed you wanted.
Yeah.
And then I said to you, you can go around the corner. Oh, there's a sports book. That you can legally go bet any prop or any game or whatever it is you want. you would have said to me, no freaking chance.
Right?
No way. That's where we're at. So you're telling me the Bears can't end up doing a deal with a ton of capital behind them to build a dome stadium? It's time. That's what they need. It's time.
You can't do it in that spot in Soldier Field because there's too much politics, too much red tape. And I just don't like the ballpark. I just don't like Soldier Field like I used to. Even with the renovation, it didn't feel like Soldier Field that I grew up going to see Walter. It's just dated, man.
It's like they dropped a spaceship into the colonnades.
Right. Is there any spot in Chicago anymore to be able to do those things? The last time that there could have been something, a new stadium built of a size would have been a new Sox Park. Now there's buildings there. Now you can't do that.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
New condos.
Correct.
And so Cabrini Green. So you can't do that anymore. Okay? So this is the next best step. I want to be able to go to a Bears game with my jacket in the car. Is that asking too much, Tyler, to be able to just go in there?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Jacket in the car, to be able to gamble if I want to there, all the amenities that I need, everything. And go to the game.
It's a long walk from the parking lot. Long walk.
Escalator.
You're going to want that jacket.
Or escalator.
But what about if you pulled the walkways? The walkways like they do in Minnesota.
What if you pulled into a big parking structure? Turn here for the casino, turn here for the stadium, turn here for our food arcade. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, look at all these great restaurants they got.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, hon, let's get a table here. I want to run over to the PointsBet Sportsbook. I want to make my wager. And then we'll eat and we just leave your coat in the car. We don't need anything. And we go right in there.
And your car could be down here. You could literally get on the train and get off at Arlington Heights and walk in a covered walkway right into the stadium.
Do that too, right?
Right.
Go right up from the train to the
ballpark. And while you're there, go, hon, give me the credit card. Did you know they're having this concert here? Let's buy tickets right now. Oh, there's a window right there. And the Final Four is going to be here in 20 whatever.
Right.
Let's buy tickets now, get in the lottery for that.
Vince McMahon would want to have WrestleMania here in the spring.
Yes.
Imagine the dedicated trains you could run that ran express straight to Arlington Heights from downtown.
You could have an amazing time.
That's what I want.
Amazing.
I just think that down here is just behind the times. It was behind the times when they were able to build something. So if this was on the table, Cap, I'm more than likely to go here than I would go Soldier Field lately.
Agreed.
And this is what HDTV and not having to, but just because it's new and fresh, man. The one thing, people like new. And if you don't like change, at least you'll like new, right?
Fresh.
Yeah, just something different, man.
Restaurant quality.
There's a lose in this place.
Right.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
There's a Malnati's at the new Soldier Field.
Mindy, what are you doing in Arlington Heights? Oh, we're opening a new restaurant there. There you go. 312-332-3776. Scott is in Highland Park. Hey, Scott. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Scotty.
So I've had season tickets at one point for every team in Chicago. I still have Bears. And that stadium is the worst stadium you will ever go to. And they don't even have the concessions deal. And you know what? It's embarrassing how bad the concessions are there compared to maybe the Cubs aren't the greatest, but the other stadiums are sensational. Why wouldn't you build a stadium in Arlington Heights, like you said, off the train track, with all those amenities and the dome? How they built this stadium and paid for this stadium under these situations is ridiculous. I think that if management ownership doesn't want to do it, they should sell. I'll hang up here what you have to say.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call, man. Look, I think management would love to get a better stadium deal.
Course.
Their franchises, if they put the Bears up for sale right now, it's between $3.5 and $4 billion. You give them a brand new dome stadium that they have an amazing opportunity to build, that's a $5 billion stadium or a franchise.
Let me just quickly say this. I wish there was a place in Chicago where the Bears could build a new dome stadium. I like for everything to be close together, like is it Indianapolis or some of these other cities. Or Houston. It's just not like that, man. If it's going to be spread out, it's going to be spread out. But Arlington Heights, if that's something where the Bears can go and have a dome stadium, I'm all for it.
Game on.
Yeah.
We'll talk with Anthony Rizzo. That's next.
Oh, boy.
Anthony Rizzo with Cap and J-Hood.
Rizzo to Ray. Rizzo sends one to deep right field. No doubt about it.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo in the air. Well hit. It is a grand slam.
A monster shot for Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo on Cap and J-Hood. Right here on ESPN 1000.
Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Anthony Rizzo, our guy, brought to you by Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota and Valparaiso University.
It's always a gut check on the schedule, right?
That's it.
The Mets are the gut check for the Cubs here for the next couple days. See what happens.
Yep. Three more, and they get DeGrom tomorrow, and Anthony joins us now. Riz, how are you this morning? I know a tough game last night, but you did take one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, doing well. Nice being back, you know, in all these cities you didn't get to travel to last year, so it's always always fun coming to New York, that's for sure.
Riz, what was the game plan yesterday going in that first game against the Mets for you offensively?
We faced Peterson before. He was throwing well. He was locating well, keeping his fastball down. He's getting a lot of ground balls. You're hitting the ball hard just on the ground. And he pitched really well, and you got to give him credit. And, you know, we just didn't score runs, and yeah, that's really it.
So we were talking, Anthony, on the show today about guys, gals, they come home from work, they watch the game, and then when you lose, you know, it ruins their night. You have always said to me for years, I've known you now 9 years, hey, man, it's one of 162. It's over. We lost. We move on. We won. Great. We got to go back and play again tomorrow. Last night, Lance Lynn, a lot of people around town are saying, hey, White Sox, you're playing the Rays. This is a statement series. This is like big stuff in June. Well, they lost. Here's Lance Lynn after the game. I would love your take.
You mentioned this being a kind of a mid-June challenge. You know, is part of the mindset of not make this, you know, bigger than it is. You guys kind of know what team you are, you know, regardless of, you know, how these three games go necessarily.
Yeah, it's June. No one gives a
Okay, so when you hear that, what do you think? It's June. No one gives a blank. What do you do? You agree with that?
I think Lance is a pro, and he's been around a long time, and he's been on the Cardinals and a World Series team, and I mean, you care, you know, when you don't want to lose ever, right? But you just don't make you don't take the sample size in June and start going crazy. It's going to be a long season, and it's going to come down to the last couple weeks, as it always does. It's not going to be a landslide in most divisions, and you know what Lance said is you know, there's definitely some truth to it, but as competitors, you never want to lose.
Riz, with the infusion of new teammates that you have this year, the Mariznicks and Sogard, Wisdom, what have the new faces done for the state of the team right now?
Just new energy. You know, it's fun. It's they come in and we have a good time. And it's instant chemistry, and we're all pretty much the same age, and guys coming from different organizations and just sharing different stories, and it's been really fun just having everyone new come in. Jock's been amazing in our clubhouse, just keeping it loose and having fun.
So tomorrow night, provided he wakes up, feels good. I know he left a start last week, but he says he feels ready to go. You face Jacob DeGrom now. I know what Joe Madden used to do. I think Ross is the same way. He'll tell you several days in advance, hey, Anthony, I'm going to give you this day off. When you have to face a guy with a .56 ERA, the competitor in you says, don't you dare take me out of that lineup, or, well, if you're going to give me a day off and I got to not face that beast, I'm okay with it. How do you prepare for a game like tomorrow?
When it comes, it comes. I think you know, getting to face him is fun, always fun, and he obviously what he's doing now is special. So it's going to be more significant if he continues to do what he's doing, just because he is so good, and he's been so good for so long. And when you face guys like DeGrom, it's just a different challenge and a different beast, and it's fun because, like I said, he's the best of the best, and that's what you want.
Okay, so as a fan, Riz, what would you rather be involved with, the Wave or a beer snake? Because you saw this at Wrigley, right? I mean, it's the longest beer snake that we have seen, I think, probably ever at Wrigley that I've seen.
So, yeah, from Sunday night.
Yeah, so what would you rather be involved with, the beer snake or the Wave?
The beer snake. The Wave at Wrigley is and should be non-existent, so keep that tradition going. The beer snake is just, you look out there and you see the fans partying and just going crazy out there. And there's definitely some times, especially over the week, I was like, man, I wish I could be up there with them for a second. Just how much fun it looked like they were having.
There must be a rule with this, though, Riz, because if you're going to have the beer snake, that's fine. Hey, man, drink your beer. Like, finish it up. Don't let me have suds on the bottom of it. Like, there's half a cup of beer still in there, and they're shoving it in with their beer. Like, that doesn't work. I don't want beer on me if we're going to do the beer snake. Empty the cup first.
I agree. You got to drink it. Proper technique. It's about probably $6 to $8 they're leaving in the cup if they're leaving any beer in there. So.
Okay, so somebody did the math on the length of the beer snake.
Yeah.
How many cups that would have been? $30,000 worth of beer cups.
Okay, that's crazy.
Of what they purchased, $30,000.
Wow,
I saw that. That's amazing. That's awesome. It's so funny that. I mean, that was the biggest one I've seen. And listen, when you go into the bleachers at Wrigley on a weekend versus the Cardinals, you're going to expect the rowdiness, and that's what comes with it.
So you watched that at bat, I'm sure, on tape from Friday. I was at Yahtzee's doing an appearance for the radio station. My whole family was at the game. My wife's texting me after the at bat. That might be the best at bat she's ever seen, and she's been to a billion games, pre-me and with me. So take us to your mindset. It's a 14-pitch at-bat. It's a first game with 100% capacity. It's 90 degrees out. Wrigley's rocking, and you're facing really tough pitches.
Yeah. As the bat kept getting longer and longer, the crowd kept getting into it more and more. And I was 0-2, 1-2, and I fouled off a good amount of pitches, and then I took one for a ball to 2-2, and I just stepped out there. All right, you're out of swing mode now. Just hit a good pitch. But, I mean, Ponce de Leon just kept pounding around the zone, not in the zone. And the first pitch, I think, called on me was a little – it was up and away. It was perfectly located. So I kind of had to expand just because not to strike out. And then as it kept getting deeper and deeper, I just kept saying to myself, this will not end without me getting a hit, just kind of willing it to happen. And then obviously the home run comes and that swing comes, and it was just to tie the game up, definitely a momentum switch. It was just exciting with it being 100%, with the fans being there. It was a really cool moment.
Okay, so forgetting the 16 playoff World Series run where you had some big hits. I remember you went almost back-to-back with Chris in Cleveland and against the Dodgers. Leave that out. Was this the best at-bat of your career?
Yeah, I would say so. It's, just the circumstances with it being back to 100%, the Cardinals being down one later in the game, 14 pitches and ending in a homer. It was awesome. It was a really, really good feeling.
Riz, we know what's going on in Chicago and some of the other places across the country. Cap and I have not been to New York in Manhattan. What's outside your hotel window? Does it feel like New York yet?
Yeah. I mean, drove to the park yesterday, kind of drove around downtown a little bit as well, and it seems to be good. I got some friends here that have said also it's New York is back, and not fully back to what the chaos, the crazy chaos, but they said that it's been as normal as can be, and continues to keep opening up. So they, but as far as Citi Field, the crowd was pretty good. It wasn't obviously nothing like Wrigley, but we, it's always like playing here.
Yeah, Mark Grace had told me he got hit with a crutch back at Shea Stadium. Some old lady, he said, picked up her crutch and threw it at him because he had gotten a big hit as he was running out of the field.
For heaven's sakes.
Have you ever had, like, is New York the toughest opponent on you? Is it the Cardinals? Who's the toughest stadium where you're like, you wouldn't believe what they say to me?
I had some good stuff yesterday. Pittsburgh during the wild card year in 15 was absolutely electric with fans and the things that they would say. That one always sticks out to me. Here in New York, people are always very honest and will speak their mind. And it's always fun. I try to generally have fun with it and try to, enjoy what people say and laugh about it because usually it is pretty funny.
Well, go have fun tonight, get a win, and then enjoy the challenge of Jacob DeGrom because I can't wait to sit down and watch that game. And win or lose, you're watching one of the greatest pitchers to ever perform on this stage. So I would think it'd be a cool challenge for you and your teammates.
Yep, it'll be a good one. So, all right, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you. See you.
There you go. Anthony Rizzo from his hotel room up in New York. Cubs and Mets again tonight. All brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Sincerely, Toyota and Valparaiso University. 312-332-3776. Westminster Dog Show happened over the weekend. Which dog would I enter into the show? Next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, we'll crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko in about 6 minutes. Don't forget, we've got baseball tonight at 6:30 here on your home for Chicago White Sox baseball, ESPN 1000, the White Sox Network. We've got Carmen Yurko at 10. We've got Greeny at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, leading into the baseball game.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about this Westminster Dog Show. I noticed this a couple of days ago. Cap, this is a four-hour broadcast on Fox.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. 30-minute pregame show and a three-and-a-half-hour show.
Dude, like how many? Like, okay, so if you've never watched this, and I don't know how you've missed it. I mean, it's been on television forever. Your parents, it's been on that long, right,
forever.
On TV.
Forever.
So now you have to dress up your dogs in a certain way, and they've got to go through, all of the cycles and all of it's almost like the combine in some ways for the dogs, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay, so what about your dogs? I'm just envisioning you in one of your NBC Sports Chicago suits with one of your dogs leading them through this whole thing where they've got to go through the obstacle course and everything else and also look good. Would you do that?
So I would not have any interest. Like, I brought up the website for you. Okay. That was the winner. It was, a Pekingese or something like that.
It's got a lot of hair, man.
A lot of hair. It started in 1877.
It was a radio show once, I believe.
It was.
I believe it was.
A radio show with dogs.
Yes.
And it's been around forever.
Go ahead, JR.
I was just saying how super descriptive you would have to be. He's got a very fine, shiny coat as he's trotting along.
That's right.
Oh, he's got a very, very nice speed going, very consistent.
And now, a spot for Purina. Yes, Purina. The dogs love Purina. Good for their coat and good for their teeth. Purina. I'm sure that's the way the commercial sounded.
Right. Puppy chow, all
that. Sure, all that.
So I have three dogs. Yoshi,
yep.
Who's 13 and a half. We adopted him from the Cruelty Society at a Chicago Wolves game. Mm-hmm. Brett got him. Stanley, who was abandoned on the streets of Alabama during the flooding and the hurricane that hit the South.
Yeah.
Shipped up to Chicago, and my friend Sarah called me and said, okay, this dog's amazing. You would love this dog. And we had just put Rocky down, yes. our yellow lab.
One of three dogs that has a Southern accent.
Correct.
Okay.
And so we went and saw Stanley, and we got Stanley. Mm-hmm. He's a black lab mix. Mm-hmm. Another mutt. And then I was doing a TV show called The Piece of the Game, the memorabilia show.
Watch that show.
And there was a guy on there who had he'd gone to some garage sale and bought something for $2 that was worth like $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're interviewing him about whatever it was, piece of memorabilia that he found at some, you know, little garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him off camera, hey, man, what do you do for a living? He's like, I'm a dog breeder. Oh, really? What kind of dogs? Siberian Huskies. My kids had always wanted a Husky. Now, they get hair everywhere. And he showed me, he goes, I just had a litter. I said, I'll take one. Sorry, they're all spoken for.
Mm.
Really? He said, yeah, I'll get back to you next year. We should have another litter. Okay. I leave. A day later, he calls. Hey, somebody just backed out. It's actually the cinnamon-colored Husky, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he costs. If you want him, he lived in Ohio, the guy. I'll drive part of the way. You drive part. We met in South Bend.
Perfect.
And I bought the dog, Sparky. He will be 7 in December. He's amazing.
Yes.
He's awesome.
So which one of your dogs would be in the...
Sparky.
What about the other two? They'd feel
bad. The other two are mutts, man.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. No, they do not have the couth to be able to...
They're you.
Ultimately
you.
They just enjoy life.
But the other one would be in a Westminster dog show.
He would be, if I had to put one of my dogs in, Sparky would probably be the one.
I see.
Now, you were with me. You're my witness. I got a text from my wife like 7:30 this morning. We were on the air.
Yeah.
Call me at break. I call her. How do I get a bird out of Sparky's mouth? A bird! He was out taking care of his business. I don't know if he got the bird live and killed it, or the bird was dead and he brought it in. And my wife traded him ham. And then she had to scoop the dead bird up.
You see, JR, there is value in the ham over the bird.
Right.
See, there it is. So what she's just waving the ham is like, get this, spit that out, and then I'll give you this.
Correct. And then paper towel scoops up the dead bird. Right.
Negotiation. Just take it. Spit it out now. You don't get anything else.
No, they don't understand that.
They should understand. It's your house. They should understand to be able to negotiate
the
value.
It is their house. I'm allowed to reside there and pay the mortgage. That's it.
I'd just like to see you in that full suit. Here we go. Here we go, boy. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Come on, Sparky.
Take that. Take that. Take that. There we go. Here we go. Take that. Take that. I just moving the dog around to make sure it's in the right
through
place.
The little obstacle course.
Oh, it'd be great.
All right. 312-332-3776. Crosstalk in 2 minutes.
Take that. Take that. Come on. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on.
Take that.